If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
So as much as you think it's maybe the last kick of the can because there's the possibility of losing Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion to free agency, should there be some comfort that Blue Jays fans take in the knowledge that, man, there's very few teams that already have their starting pitching figured out in 2017 and five really good starters as well?
Absolutely. I think it's more of a transition to a different type of team than necessarily a sharp drop, right? I mean, we've become in this Jays renaissance, which is now in its, whatever, 14th month. You're so used to thinking of them as this team that just goes out there and clobbers the ball. And obviously that changed a bit this year because this team didn't hit as much, but they still have that identity, I think. And yeah, the pitching really, especially the starting pitching, really emerged as a storyline this year. And you look forward to next season. And again, you know, you don't want to get ahead of yourself. It's baseball. Things change. But chances are Marcus Stroman gives you more than he gave you this season. And then you look at Sanchez and think, okay, I mean, you know, you could have, I guess if you were talking about Stroman, you know, we just acknowledged he didn't have the year in 2016 that people thought. So maybe the same thing happens to Sanchez. But boy, he looks good.
Yeah.
And even if he comes back and is, you know, 90% of what you've seen on his best days in 2016, I mean, that could be a pretty serious 1-2 at the top. And then you're going with Estrada and Hap, who we've already filled, you know, half an hour talking about just how those crafty guys get it done. Yeah, I mean, of course, it would be difficult for any number of reasons, both tangible and intangible, to watch Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, two guys who were plucked from the scrap heap, came to Toronto, completely reinvented themselves as players, and rejuvenated their careers, and have had, you know, been through some very meh years, and are now, you know, being rewarded for some of the time they put in here when things weren't great. Of course it would be difficult to watch them both walk away if that happens, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the Jays are falling off a cliff. It just means they're becoming the 1991 Atlanta Braves with Avery Smoltz, Glavin,
Maddox.
And Maddox.
Those guys did eventually win a World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one. But they did win one. Sportsnet Magazine Live, Sportsnet Radio Network, Ben Annis, Dave Zarum, Ryan Dixon.
It does bring up an interesting question, though, is because you have this pitching staff in place, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and there's two pretty distinct like sides of the camp for this. One is that you have this pitching staff in place. Maybe that gives you an opportunity to rethink the way you go about winning ball games. Maybe you can play a little more small ball, which lets you swallow the notion of losing that power in the middle of your lineup a bit, knowing that you can hold teams to less runs. You don't need to get four home runs every game or eight runs or whatever. But, Dixon, you said something really interesting when we were talking about this earlier, which was kind of the opposite of that, which is if you have this pitching staff in place, that's your opportunity to really go for it.
It's true. It is true. That, yes, if you were ever going to pony up, it'd be like, because, you know, we know the deal with these contracts, and this applies across sports, and it kind of drives me nuts in the analytical age when people jump on Twitter and go, oh, that contract's going to look so bad in 8 years. Well, who cares if you win the World Series next year?
Yeah, exactly.
You dine out on that for a decade if you're the Toronto Blue Jays.
Longer.
You know, you do. Like, the glow from winning a championship now, because it's so hard, it lasts years and years and years and years, and there isn't a single Jays fan anywhere on the planet who wouldn't say, I don't care if Eddie has to go out there with a cane in year five. If I get to have the Jays, you know, win the World Series DVD that I can watch over and over and over and relive that moment, I don't care.
100%. Now, if it was as simple as just doing that, certainly, and you knew you made a deal with the devil,
right,
and you said, hey, 100%, you're winning a World Series title if you re-sign these guys, it's a different deal. I think part of it as well is how limitless is the supply of cash. Now, Mark Shapiro has said Blue Jays, even with the incredible seasons and fan attendance that they've got in the last year and a half, that they will not likely be a top five payroll team. They'll be in the next five, though, which means that, yeah, you can afford to miss occasionally on contracts. You can swallow some money, and the Blue Jays have done that this year, right? The only reason they were able to acquire Francisco Liriano and Melvin Upton Jr. is because they didn't care about the cash, and they outbid the Orioles for Upton because they were willing to eat the rest of that deal, and the Pirates gave them prospects to eat the rest of Francisco Liriano's deal. So they've already done that. But I think the problem might arise is if at the end of that Encarnacion or a Bautista deal, like you say, they need to be trotted out with a cane or they're just ineffective or, you know what, they're not in the league anymore or not able to produce near the level that they are right now, and they're positionless as well, so they become a dead spot on your roster and you have to do something with that. If that inhibits you from doing something else down the line at that point because you're so strapped up against the top of your budget, that would be the problem. But if you, again, if you win the World Series, it doesn't matter, but there's no guarantees.
But even if you put yourself in a position to win a World Series, I think it doesn't matter. Like, that's kind of like a risk you have to be willing to take. But the other side of it is, like, it's not as if it's the Jays' call as to whether they bring these guys back. Like, Encarnacion in particular, I think, is going to be extremely coveted this offseason.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of teams throwing a
ton
of money.
Don't you feel that
way.
Him in particular, if the money's equal, that he would be?
Yeah, he's a guy who seems to have found. It's like I liken it to like a Kyle Lowry with the Raptors, like someone who has found like a real home, a place where he excels.
But of course, he has to have the money. The money has
sure,
to be.
It has to, yeah, it has
yeah,
to.
And that's a big what if, especially if Shapiro's saying, you know, we're not looking to add a ton of salary or to not like make that jump in salary in the future. So there's a lot of variables. The Jays can only control so much of it. Encarnacion is going to have the say, I think, at the end of the day, obviously. Players have the power.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.